Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your co-host with
Tom Bashur
and
Jay Gallimore. Well, we want to introduce our guest today, and we have a wonderful guest, Charles Cleveland. I met him before. He's got a wonderful background and work, and like me, I'm retired, but he's trying to retire, is my understanding, Charles. But he's an ordained minister, and he also has a master in public health from Loma Linda University, and he's spent a lot of his time not only in pastoral ministry, but he's also spent a lot of his time establishing wellness centers in 12 different countries. And today, he's going to talk to us about water. Now, we're calling this program New Start, but we want to give some credit here to Weimar College. Actually, that's really their program, and they have a great residential program to go there and get wellness, and we thank Weimar College for this program. But that New Start, really talking about eight doctors. That comes from the word from the book Ministry of Healing, and we call them doctors, but they're really these wonderful things. Today, we're going to talk about one of them, which is called water.
Which is part of the acronym New Start.
Correct.
That's right. And so, Charles, you're going to talk to us about why water is so important. But before that, let's have a word of prayer. Jay?
Father in heaven, as we talk about this very important thing, water, we pray your Holy Spirit will be here. The Holy Spirit who hovered over the face of the waters and separated the dry land from the waters and helped create all of us and who we are. Thank you, Jesus, for being here today. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
So, Charles, New Start, the W of New Start is water. How did water get into the top eight of healthy principles?
Oh, that's a good question. I appreciate that. Actually, maybe for two different reasons, because all of New Start is principles of healthful living. And so I think we would divide it up two different ways. One is water, drinking water internally. And then also, through the years, we have also demonstrated that water in a treatment modality, like a hot foot bath or different ways in which we apply water with hydrotherapy, that also has been very important. You know, actually, the body, when we think about it, is 60% water. That's for a man. A woman's about 55% water. The brain, though, and the heart are composed of about 73% of water, and the lungs are 83%. So we just have water everywhere. In fact, it's very interesting. Babies are born wet. There's an expression for that. Yes. They're 75% water. I don't mean just because they're wet, but literally. So at different times in our life, our cells, our blood system have more or less water. But as we get older, an elderly person goes down to maybe 50%. And so might mention right there, that's one reason for adults, we really need to think, are we getting enough water to keep the body well hydrated?
So is that 50% just what happens, or is that ideal? Is that 50% unhealthy?
That's typical. That's just the typical percentage that the tissue shows at that time. It just says to me, though, that as we do get older, it's easier. Well, if you've never had a good habit of drinking water, it gets harder as you get older, and yet you even have less percentage. So it's a lot harder to deal with it. We need to really make an effort in our health programs to educate people as young as possible to make drinking water a very systematic part of their daily activities. Everybody knows water is important. We just say that. Just like we say the Lord's coming soon, we can just say that. But to make it happen, so if you want to go on Google and just Google, how much water should I drink, you'd pop up a little phrase that I like, an example. It's called the 8x8. And that's basically saying you ought to have at least an 8-ounce glass of water. Guess how many times a day?
Eight times a day.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically the average recommendation. And I've always called that minimal. But how can you imagine most people actually doing that?
Well, you probably don't, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, most of us don't drink enough water.
Let's get a glass right now.
Yes. So what Charles is really talking about is changing habit.
That's right. Because that's what you were saying, Charles. We need to teach our children when they're young. I know when I grew up, we were thirsty, we poured a glass of milk.
Yep.
I was not brought up to drink water.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, you just took it from me. I had the same thing. I drank so much. I think I used to drink about a quart of milk a meal. And I never thought of drinking water. My parents never mentioned it to me once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And only when I studied physiology and began to realize how integral this is to our whole life.
So is water, you know, is milk better than water, or water better than milk?
Well, each have their own purpose. If you were looking at milk, you'd be looking at more on the nutritional side of what value is milk. But when we're looking at water, we're looking at hydration, particularly. It's the best source. The advantage for water is it does not need to be digested, and so it can go right into the body and be absorbed in just minutes.
So how long does it take to, say, absorb a glass of water?
That's a good point. When I was talking to a gastroenterologist a few months ago, he was pointing out to me something I had not heard before, but I've heard it several times since, that when you drink and gulp your water down, it will absorb in just a few minutes, but it also will be passed out in urine just about as fast. And that if you want to get more benefit of letting that water be in the cells longer and throughout the body system, it's better not to just, well, I'm going to get my 8 ounces over with
and chug
gulp it down. You sip it if you sip it. So that's what they're recommending, is to do that. Now, you tell people who aren't used to drinking water, they say, that's a lot to keep track of. And so I want to just mention here just a practical point. If the difficulty in trying to have enough water is that we get busy and we lose track of what we're doing. And if you're trying to do it by the glass, you'll never make it where, unless you're writing meticulous notes, that I've had 3 glasses, 4 glasses. So what I like to do is, just to settle it, I keep a half-gallon container on my desk and a 12-ounce glass. And so in that half-gallon canning jar, just privately on my desk, it's nothing fancy, I know that it's sitting there reminding me that this is how far along I am. I've done half of it, or three-fourths of it, or none of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to count my water. It's right there. So I can sip it. I can leave my glass half full. But as I get toward the end of the day, I'm reminded by that visual aid, you know, let's get there. And that's, of course, if you're at home, you can do that.
So that's real-time feedback, right?
That's right. Another, you know, very popular, if you go buy bottles of water, I think about three-fourths of the time they come in a 16-ounce bottle. That might be another way. Take 4 of those to work with you. Mm-hmm. Don't come home until they're finished. You know, so there's different ways we could do it, but if a person is going to really get the benefit of keeping the body more hydrated, they need a goal and find a method to make that goal achievable.
So, Charles, why is water so good for us to, you know, have it inside our body? What does it do?
First of all, water is primarily a detoxifier for our body. It helps flush out toxins when you perspire and you urinate. I think all of us have recognized sometimes where we've had very little water and you go to the bathroom and you say, whoa, that doesn't smell very nice. That's telling us how concentrated the urine has become. And you can turn that around in an hour by drinking more water. It completely changes the concentration of those toxins.
Now, I had a friend of mine talking about water and the urine that comes out, and he said, he had a quote, he said, if you're white, you're right, talking about the urine.
That's right. That's a good point. We sometimes call it pale, but you certainly don't want it yellow or dark yellow. Mm-hmm. And another good thing that water does, it helps prevent headaches. Headaches are commonly caused by dehydration. Another thing that I've noticed with dehydration, because I've worked in wellness centers for many, many years in different parts of the world, and it doesn't matter where you're from, it's the same phenomena because it's a physiological thing, is that when we don't drink enough water, we often get this little funny feeling like, I'm hungry. And in reality, you're, it's not a hunger problem, but you are fatigued and dehydrated, and the body interprets it as a must-be food. Some food would take care of for a snack, but really it's a hydration problem.
So people might be thinking they want to lose weight, they better drink more water.
Let me ask something else. You know, since our bodies have so much water, our bodies are interconnected. In other words, there's a lot of communication going on between all the cells in the brain and muscles and organs of the body. Is it water that makes all of that run a lot smoother?
Well, because it's integral to every cell and nerves. Yes, it's all part of that composite.
Okay.
Now, you talked about water on the inside, but what about water on the outside?
Yes, that's a good point. Well, you know, we're at the time of year right now where there's just, I can't believe the flu and the colds that have hit in our region anywhere, and anyone I'm talking to, they're struggling right now with from flus, cold, pneumonia, and so water is very, very helpful. You know, if I get a sore throat or a cough, I'm fortunate not to get sick very often, but you don't forget it when you are because it's just miserable. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was having trouble sleeping, and I just realized that I was coming down with a cold, and I was getting congested in the nasal cavities. When I went to bed, I couldn't get comfortable. I'm coughing, I'm sniffling, I'm stuffy, and this goes on to about 1 o'clock. I'm turning and shifting, and I thought, oh, why didn't I think of this sooner? And I got out of bed, and I put on what we call a heating throat compress. You take like a handkerchief, and you wet it and just wring it out damp, and you put that around your throat, and then you put a nice wool sock or something around that and pin it, and that warms up the blood in that area, and also you can put something like that on your chest with an open handkerchief pinned to a wool piece of cloth on the front and the back. When I did that, I tell you, I got back into bed, and in 10 minutes I was sound asleep and had a really good night's sleep. No more coughing the rest of the night, and it just, you know, it just got me off to a great start. Very simple use of water, didn't cost a penny.
You know, that's what you had mentioned about, I mean, drinking water, but also water on the outside. You said the word hydrotherapy, and a lot of our listeners might not know what that means, but that's what you just described, was using some hydrotherapy. And, Tom, we need to do a program about hydrotherapy.
In fact, we have. We might need to take it out of the archive because we did it at camp meeting.
Yeah, and it's because that's why water is so important on the inside as well as the outside. Now, you were talking about detoxing, and I know that I have helped in people having, you know, stop smoking classes, and they're encouraged to drink water as well as taking a shower. And I tell people this all the time. Take a white washcloth and drink a lot of water. And when you're in the shower, take that white washcloth and wipe your arm. It'll be yellow. Because like what you said, it's detoxing the body.
Mm. That's right. And when they're stopping to smoke, we do everything we can to help that body be able to process those toxins out of there. So that washing, scrubbing, bathing, watching the diet, lots of fruits. You know, one of the most hydrating fruits that we can eat is watermelon. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
So eating the fruits during that time and avoiding the saturated fats, you can do a lot to help the body detoxify.
So now a thing, you know, we're talking about why drinking water, but, you know, a lot of our listeners might, well, okay, so I have, you know, several cups of coffee a day, or I drink pop during the day, but that's not the same as drinking water, is it, Charles?
No, it's not, although that is a hot debate. There, for years, we have always taught that drinking caffeinated beverages actually helps to dehydrate the body. And now today, there are many articles saying, no, that's not really true. And I haven't had the time to trace who wrote those articles, but, you know, if it comes out of Hershey, Pennsylvania, it might be favorable towards chocolate, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's so often these big corporations spend a lot of money doing their research to come up with the results they want to share.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty skeptical about it. I guess time will have to tell. I can't say for sure, but the thing that concerns me, even if soda pop or coffee counted for some of our fluids, the nutrients that come with it, the caffeine itself, and the addictive properties of it. Some people say, well, I don't drink that much coffee. But I tell you what, you just get out of their way in the morning before they get their cup of coffee, they'd run you over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more addicted than they realize.
Mm-hmm.
And worse than coffee today is the soda pop.
Mm.
The vendor people have made soda pop so cheap, you get a really good deal with a 64-ounce big gulp cup.
Mm-hmm.
And or a 32-ounce. I mean, it's just huge what people are drinking. So they're getting a lot of calories. Just a 14-ounce Coke has about 12 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh my.
And 170 calories. People talk about, well, I'm not eating carbohydrates very much, you know. I'm keeping away from bread. You know, a good slice of whole wheat bread is only 100 calories, 110 calories. But if they drink even a 14-ounce Coke, they've had equivalent to almost two pieces of bread.
Mm.
And they didn't get the B vitamins and the nutrients with it. So a 64-ounce, if a person bought a big bottle of Pepsi-Cola or Coca-Cola or Sprite and just kind of nursed on it all day long, and I watch people do that, that's 800 calories. That's just unbelievable.
Mm.
And 50 teaspoons of sugar. Well, they say, well, maybe I'll get the zero kind, you know, that, and I'll get the kind that has an artificial sweetener. And I'm not a chemist. I couldn't speak exactly the reasons, but the literature highly questions a lot of the safety mm-hmm. of the typical non-sugar sweeteners that are out there today. There just isn't any good nutrition in a soda pop. So it's much better to get it straight from the water.
So some people say, well, you know, I just can't stand the taste of water. So,
yes.
I mean, because they're not used to it. So what do they do to help get used to start drinking water?
Well, one of the simplest things you can do, and I did that for quite a long time because it was quite a transition to get off the milk business and get rid of all that cholesterol and fat and then get on more hydration. What a difference it made in my life. It's night and day. Once you get on a regular basis, you don't want to leave that. You can really tell the difference in how you feel and operate throughout the day. You can take a slice of lemon or lime, or you can even do a quicker thing. You can just take out of the refrigerator some lemon juice and just put a couple of drops in a glass of water. And it just gives it there's no sugar in that. It just gives it a touch of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And very pleasant. And that helped me a lot when I did that for a long time.
You know, it's been such a pleasure to have Charles Cleveland, the background experience. You've really made our W of Water of New Start a pleasure. And Jelaine, would you tell our audience about, we're talking about these health principles that are found in the Ministry of Healing. Could you give the people, we give this as a gift. Of course, somebody gives a gift to Strong Tower Radio, so we can afford to give this gift. But this book has stood the test of time, not only decades, but almost a century of good health information, and it's just as good as the day it was written, right, Pastor Jay?
It does not grow old. It'll add value to your life.
That's right, and biblical information.
Absolutely.
You know? So, folks, if you would like to get the book, Ministry of Healing, all you got to do is give us a call. It's here at Strong Tower Radio, 231-468-2087, and ask for the book, Ministry of Healing, and we will mail it to you free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charles, it's been a pleasure speaking with you and educating all of us about why water is important, why we need to drink more water, as well as water on the outside. So we appreciate you, you know, taking your time to be with us today.
Amen.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, folks, stay tuned because we will be right back with another topic.